Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan.
I'm back.
Live in the studio. Took a little break, and it was really nice. Got a lot of stuff done, and back and rock and rolling. And yes, you heard right. The Age of Aquarius. We are doing the Cosmic Update today. Everybody's favorite astrologer, Jan Van Eyselstein. Cosmo Jan is here. Astro Jan is here with us today. So we will be talking about planetary influences and what you can expect between now and actually the solstice for the next 6 weeks or so. So just want to say howdy to my listeners. 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Been getting some great feedback from you guys listening to me on the high def. That's pretty fun. Would love for you, I'm gonna get on your cases a little bit about this, gang. I want you to get on to Facebook, on my Facebook fan page with me. And here's how you do that. Get onto my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. And there is a links box on the right-hand side of any page. You can just click on the Facebook link and it'll take you and you can sign up. Want to encourage you to do that because got some changes coming. Yeah. I'm going to throw a little teaser out there, too. I want you to mark your calendars. May 16th show, 2 weeks from now. Big announcement. So get ready for that. And in the meantime, if you want to make sure that you are in the loop of these big changes coming for me, I want you to log on to that website and submit the contact form. Real easy. Just give me your email and your name, and that way I can make sure and keep you on my mailing list. If there's a topic that you want me to cover about anything, send me an email or shoot me a message on that Facebook fan page. And you can also access the archives of this show. All the past shows are on my website, michellemorgan.org, on the radio show page. And you can catch up on things that you might have missed. Got some great feedback from people about the replays of the forgiveness shows over the last number of weeks. You know, there was a method to my madness for the Easter Lent season. We did the forgiveness and the law of divine restoration. And I personally embarked on a process for Lent, the 46 days of Lent this year, of very, very focused and intensified forgiveness prayer work. And let me tell you what, that was, not kidding you, life-changing, truly life-changing, amazing insights and amazing healings and amazing shifts came from that. So anyway, that forgiveness stuff is really, really powerful. Yesterday was Beltane, May Day. And all good witches know. And May Day is the Festival of Passion. And it was, I think, 70 degrees out yesterday and sunny. Boy, was it absolutely a gorgeous summer day. May Day is really, actually, it's one of the two greatest Sabbats or pagan holidays on the Wheel of the Year. It's across, directly across from Samhain or Halloween. And those are the two most ancient, if you will, and considered the most sacred holidays because they represent life and death. May Day is also a time of more purification. In fact, the May fires, the Beltane fires that they would burn on the eve of May 1st, were made of 9 different wood, and you would pass through the flames or drive cattle between 2 big bonfires, and it was all about purifying and readying yourself for manifestation. So this is a great time of year. I'm sure Jan's got some cool information for us along those lines as well. So we're going to talk to the doctor, the good doctor, Dr. Doolittle, and find out who's in the house today.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Animal Spirit Guides, the Cosmic Critter of the Week, comes from the book Animal Spirit Guides by Dr. Stephen D. Farmer, who has a show on this very station, 4 p.m. Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio. Koala has wandered into our awareness this week. Here's what Koala says. Watch your diet and make sure that it primarily contains foods that are easily digested, unlike the hamburger and the stuff that I had this weekend, with a particular emphasis on green vegetables, herbs, and herbal supplements. Isn't that interesting? The next time you have a glass of water before you drink it, say a prayer of gratitude for the gift of the water you're about to imbibe, and include a prayer for all the waters of the earth. You need a relaxing retreat from daily life for a few days, so plan one soon and get away. You have permission from your favorite psychic radio show host to take a vacation. Be aware of your emotions, yet remain somewhat detached from them and keep them contained. Practice a slow breathing meditation with music if you desire, twice a day for at least 10 minutes, and notice what it's like to be in a state of deep relaxation. And finally, explore your interest in shamanic arts and practices. And if you're inspired to do so, learn how to do a shamanic journey. So that's Koala. Be interesting to see how Koala shows up over the course of this next week. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to open things up with Jan Van Eiselstein, and we're going to talk planetary stuff. So come on back. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Gotta be an earthquake in this town. There will be houses falling down. The fire hydrants will blow up. The streets will crack, the pipes will
my goodness. Welcome back. We are living on a prayer here. Or hanging by our fingernails or something. This is Michelle Morgan. We're grooving, actually. We're grooving in the studio.
Dancing.
In the studio. Master astrologer Jan Van Eiselstein is here. Yay. Jan, you've been a professional astrologer since 1976, yeah?
Yes, ma'am. A long time.
And you're a published author
at
the University of Washington Press.
And
Koala, you lecture on Siberian shamanic studies.
Yes, I do.
I know. So there you go. How there perfect and appropriate is that? So,
and I do eat my greens.
And you do there eat you your go. Greens. Good girl. So we've got it all covered. We have it all completely covered. So, yeah.
Wow. What
is,
a time we've
wow
had.
Wow is right.
Wow.
Yeah. So talk to us, baby.
Well, we still have that huge, big T-square going on that's been toppling governments and organizations and administrations for a while. It's going to be there for many, many, many years to go. So
remind our listeners, as well as the new ones just tuning in, what is that T-square?
Well, that huge T-square, I know I may be speaking in Greek, but for those that know a little bit about astrology, Saturn is in Libra right now, and it's opposed to a big old stellium in Aries. And, of course, they're both making a 90-degree angular square to Pluto in Capricorn. So the uprest and governments toppling and falling and organizations having to restructure, this particular period that's been going on for a couple of years has probably got another 15 years to go.
Wow.
Everything's getting reorganized out there.
Well, and
all the corruption has to be healed.
Has to be healed.
For the organism to survive.
And as you and I were talking about before the show, this kind of thing's going to take 15 more years. It's not like this is going to happen in the next, 6 months to 2 years.
Yes. And also, this big pressure period will resolve itself probably in the next few months, in the next 6 months, by the end of the year.
Right. So this the real intensified
the real
pressure
we've got to take action right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
That whole Aries,
yeah.
Hurry up! Let we got to make change.
Yeah.
We want what we want when we want it. Why didn't it happen yesterday?
Right.
Let's all have a revolution. That's that will begin to slow down.
Okay.
That immediate need
right.
to make changes.
And it's interesting because one of the things that has been coming up for clients that I've been working with is this idea again of corruption being rooted out. And I think that word can sometimes be misconstrued. We hear that word and have a tendency to think in that bigger picture of, corrupt governments or,
right.
Politicians that are dishonest or whatever. But corruption is really anything that is diseased or anything mm-hmm. that doesn't serve you or anything that's not for the highest good. And so for
right.
the individual, corruption being surfaced is your belief systems, all of those things, all of those patterns and habits that we have that don't serve us anymore. We're being asked and pushed to heal that.
Well,
stuff.
Yeah, it's like a wound.
You've
got to clean
time.
Out the wound.
Absolutely.
And if you've got a wound somewhere, you've got to clean it out.
Yeah, instead of
and
putting
so the, that it heals and transforms itself.
Instead it's of a, like putting the Band-Aid on the infected wound,
right.
which is what the quick fix
right.
mentality does.
Absolutely.
So you
can look at corruption, but rooting out the corruption leads to absolute transformation.
Amen.
I mean, Pluto is associated with shamanic healing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's Koala again. Pesky little koala bear.
There you go.
Showing up everywhere.
So, yeah, we've had an incredible time. I mean, I love that we've gotten a little bit of respite with some of the planets beginning to move into Taurus.
Right.
And that wonderful Taurean experience we had for about 24 hours when Will and Kate got married.
Yay!
And the whole world was all involved in joy and happiness for
so
two people.
Sweet. So sweet.
And then the next day, President Obama, ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got, high alert security. Put on your fear panties again.
Wow. Isn't that amazing, though?
Yeah,
what
amazing.
An incredible swing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what an incredible swing. So just kind of a little surfacey question, because I'm curious and I'm hearing this from a bunch of people and I'm experiencing it myself. Really weird dreams and major insomnia, like almost impossible to sleep right now.
It's that Aries energy. It's all that Aries energy.
Lord have mercy. Seriously?
Okay. Absolutely. But it's going to transform out. I mean, I actually had brought my a copy of the ephemeris and I was going to say that things should begin to smooth out. probably around the 15th of this month.
Cool.
So, you know, people and their insomnia may begin to rectify itself.
Good.
I'm hoping I can start
to sleep in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, you get a couple more weeks till things begin to smooth themselves out and get a little calmer. And
cool. Very cool.
And all of the above. So, yeah, so this is, you know, the first, I look at the first 10 days of this month, and I was going to tell people that if you're involved in any sort of new venture or business enterprise or you've had a plan, this is the time to go forth with it.
Okay.
This is a great, great, great time for that. Hopefully, whatever your plan is will be accompanied by a lot of optimism in really seeing that be born out.
Okay.
That's the hard work.
And so, in utilizing the planetary mm-hmm. energy right now, because I know that a lot of people have been frustrated
mm-hmm.
or have had a lot of disappointments
right.
with trying new things.
Right.
So how's that going
to
shift?
Well, you're just going to have that can-do attitude.
Gee.
Yes, I can.
You mean?
Yes, we can.
You mean there might be some space for having God in the picture?
Absolutely.
Having faith in the picture?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised, even with all the craziness that's going on internationally these days, that people really start to find a lot of enthusiasm and self-confidence.
Nice.
And so I can do anything. I can do everything without the Pollyanna.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not just I'm going to go out and buy a lotto ticket and win tomorrow.
Right.
But if you've been working really hard on something.
Right.
And you've put that plan and you've persevered and you're getting all those details together. This is the wave to ride right now. Just get it going.
Okay. Very nice. And the next?
And if you haven't, say, for example, you haven't been organizing or creating or structuring some sort of long-term goal, this is also an excellent time to do so. So if you've just been thinking about things, then make the decision and go to work.
Now, is that because there's a combination now of strong Taurus and Aries kind of together?
No, it's not just that. This first 10 weeks of May, you've got Mars and Mercury and Venus, and they're making this great conjunction to Jupiter. I mean, they're all together. So it's kind of like they're all supporting each other.
Nice.
So this kind of support is pretty important. And if you're doing any form of communications with other people or other cultures, say there's something going on with some of your work having international implications, it's a great time as well.
Wow. So that's got to bode well for some of the government things, though, too, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I really like this. I really like these first 10 days.
Amen.
They're much more optimistic.
I think
they're much more optimistic.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to hear that.
Yeah.
At least everybody I'm talking to.
Well, and the energy is, it's, you know, we're all going on with the wave.
Yeah.
We're all moving down the stream.
Right. Right.
So you might as well use that wave and kind of hook into it.
Right.
And then you've got the power of the wave behind you.
Right.
To help you achieve whatever you've been putting in place. Or starting something new and really just beginning to think, okay, what do I want long term?
Right.
Not short term.
No.
Not short term.
Well, and isn't it true that we're sort of moving away globally from that idea of the quick fix, let's just surface paint it or, you know, put the Band-Aid on the infected wound. It's really about setting things up with much more of a level of integrity and divinity, if you will.
And cooperation with other people.
Right. That's that.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. You've been talking about that since you've been on the show.
Yes. And then that's part of that whole T-square that's been going on for a while. So, yes, you need to make changes. And, yes, your rights need to be validated, but not at the expense of others.
Right.
It's all about relationship. And not just global relationships, but local relationships as well. Your neighbors, your friends, your families,
right.
your extended community.
Interesting. Just because this, I'm thinking about this and so curious what you can say about this before we move on to the next 10 days. What about all the weather stuff? These horrible hurricanes and things?
It's part of that Uranus and Aries. Okay, I mean, there are going to be a lot of upsetting, whether it's the tsunami and the collapse of the nuclear industry in Japan, or whether those horrible events in the American South with the tornadoes.
Yeah. Is there going to be more of those?
I think that, yes, absolutely. Well, there might be a real critical time coming up at the end of June, but we're not there yet.
Okay.
We're not there yet. So we're not done with our big surprises. But we get a respite from our big surprises from now until about mid to late June.
Okay. Wow. And then how long is that, the time frame coming at the end of June?
A couple, 3 weeks.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Yeah, so if the Wicked Witch's flying monkeys decide to attack America, it'll probably be after the summer solstice.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Interesting.
Well, there's going to be some sort of something.
Right? Yeah, there has to be some
Absolutely.
Sort of retaliation.
That's why we've got the entire world on notice.
Right. You bet.
Keep your eyes open.
Wow. So what comes after this 10-day kind of sweet time?
Well, you know, mid-May is great because mid-May has a great deal to do with really discussing things with other people in a much deeper way. It's a time that, very secrets can come out.
Ooh,
yeah, you know. It's also a time that people are not going to be satisfied with any sort of superficial answer or conversation.
Well, and when does that start out of curiosity?
Oh, around the 11th of May. I kind of went through all this and I said, okay, I'm just going to put it in 10-day increments and just take a look at the faster moving planets, because this T-square I've been talking about for a while, it's going to be there all year.
Okay.
It's going to be there all year. And at some days, sometimes, or some months or some weeks, it'll be much more intensified, and sometimes it'll calm down. But as I was talking to you earlier, it's sort of like looking at all these various different astrological configurations as if they are those little Russian dolls that sort of fit into each other.
Dolls.
So those nesting dolls. So, you know, there's the bigger environmental, universal, world, global experience that everybody's going through.
Right.
And then there are the more quickly moving personal planets that are flying through and coming into your chart, and maybe they're only going to be there for 2 or 3 days, but they're definitely going to evoke a feeling.
Yeah. Well, and then just from a standpoint of understanding astrology a little more, so given this bigger T-square, let's say, or even this bigger 15-year thing of Pluto, wherever that's aspected in your personal chart, then when these little quick planets fly in, they're gonna hit those points, and that particular thing or that particular area of your life is gonna get happen.
Absolutely,
yeah, something's gonna happen.
Absolutely. So the stage in which that happens really depends on the houses in your own chart.
Right.
So you should look at a house like a stage, and the actors are the planets that go onto that stage and perform their parts.
Interesting. That's a great analogy, actually.
So whether the stage is a classroom and higher education, whether it's your place of work, whether it's your home, you know, the stage is different.
Right. Okay.
It'll all go on in everybody's life in some way.
So tell us more about this. We're not going to settle for the surface thing.
No, it's time to do a lot of personal investigation in one's life. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to your therapist or your counselor or your psychic advisor, or you need to take workshops, it's time to really delve into your inner life.
Interesting. Okay. That's been coming up specifically with clients too. Just, you know, this again, this is the time to anything that's not serving you, really get in and clean it up. Don't just ignore it or think you can, you know, weasel your way around it, but you actually have to face.
Well, the organism won't survive without it.
Right. Right.
And from the 11th to the 20th of May is also a great time if you want to make major long-term changes in your life. It's a great time to start it. You know, it could be a lifestyle change. It could be some sort of improvement somewhere in your life. So that is, you know, that's very highlighted for the 11th through the 20th.
Cool.
And then from the 21st to the end of May, that's kind of a confusing time. That's kind of a real mixed 10-day period where it's a lot about relationships. It's a lot about falling in love or being very passionate about the one you love. It could also be a time where you fall in love and then later on you're very confused by the person that you fell in love with because they turn out to be not what you expected.
Interesting.
So it could be very confusing at that time.
What specifically is going on planetarily?
Well, Venus is going to be trining Pluto, which in the first few days, the 21st through about the 24th, and then Sun's going to be squaring Neptune.
Oh, and Neptune's that.
So it's kind of like, okay, could be a lot of miscommunication. People could swear they were right in the middle of a Mercury retrograde again.
Oh, man.
But, you know, it's a time where people may want to evade the real responsibilities in life. Mm-hmm. So it's a time they could check out.
Right.
So there are some negative potentials if you just sort of disengage. Mm-hmm. From whatever it might be coming up. But it could be a real passionate time. If you are in a relationship at that moment in time, or you may find yourself really wanting to have a relationship that's very deep mm-hmm. and that's very transformative.
Right. So would you say that's a pivotal time for the choice point for the human being when you're facing something that needs to be looked at, and it feels that intense, you got two choices. You're either going to walk into it and really deal mm-hmm. with it, or you're going to run the other direction or escape it.
You know what I'd do? I'd wait till the 1st of June to reevaluate it.
Interesting.
I wouldn't say, okay, this is an illusion.
Right.
Because it could be.
Right.
And you go, oh, I found my soulmate. Oh, I'm so lucky. Could be. And it could not be.
Right.
So give it a few weeks. And then reassess what the connection's all about.
Don't make the decision right away.
Don't go get married right away. No going to Vegas.
No going to Vegas. Oh, hey, Vegas
hours,
is the best place to be.
Yeah. So that's kind of, the next 30 days. Next 30 days. It's a good idea. Start new long-term projects. Okay. If you've got a long-term project and you've been putting your theoretical ducks on a rope and just getting ready to go forth, do it.
Okay.
Do it because you've got a 20-foot wave behind you to ride.
Nice.
At this point. If you haven't thought about that, then sit down and start making some plans for the long term, not for the short term.
So, curious question about that. So let's say you don't have the plans in place and you use that time to start making those plans.
Perfect.
Then what's the next point where someone can start to actualize those plans?
Well, I don't know.
I've just stumped the astrologer.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I've looked out that far.
But it's a ways out, probably.
Because any sort of long-term plans, you're not going to be able to put together in, 6 weeks.
Right, right.
So if you were thinking about going back to school or getting another degree or even an undergraduate degree, go for it.
Right. Interesting.
It may take years.
Right.
It may take years.
Okay. This is long term.
Long term. Yeah. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right. So it stands to reason then that I've been harping at people lately about you really do need to heal the things that don't serve you because you can't create that long term destiny if you've got all these patterns and habits that just get in the way and sabotage everything.
And that's the collective energy right now.
Yeah.
It's healing. It's going in. What does not serve the organism of me, myself, I, my life, where I want to go?
And it's interesting because as a result of what I experienced with the 40 days of forgiveness, I am now embarked on 40 days of healing.
Oh, good.
So that's just really powerful already. That's been powerful. So it's interesting to see that my desire to do that also has some planetary support.
And you may feel a real need to get it done right now, too. There may be that urgency with all that Aries energy. Come on, let's get going.
Right.
Let's don't sit around and think about it anymore. Let's get it going.
You bet. So let's take a short break. And when we come back, we will continue to discuss the planets with Jan Van Eiselstein. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Don't go away. Don't touch down, brings me right again to fight. I'm not a man, they think I am at home.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. On a Prayer. Michelle Morgan, Jan Van Eisenstein is in the studio with us today. Just want to remind you one more time, would love for you to either log on to my website, Michelle with one L, Morgan.org, and fill out that contact form and submit it to me so I've got your email and your name so I can get you on my mailing list, or get onto my Facebook fan page, and you can do that by also going onto my website and clicking on the links box on the right-hand side of any page, because we got some big changes coming. May 16th, I'll be filling y'all in. So in the meantime, would love to make sure that you are staying in the loop with me.
Gee, Barb, aren't you going to do the Gomer Pyle surprise, surprise?
Yeah, we haven't heard from Barb today. Barb.
Yeah, Barb, you know.
Yeah, she's been awful. You've been a little too quiet over there, girl.
I know. My goodness gracious.
Right,
our Barbaloo
in
there.
So, Barbie, I saw you nodding and agreeing with me when I was talking about the whole sleep thing, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely the sleep thing. But also, you had hit on May 15th, and for some reason, with this whole insomniac sleep thing, actually, I've had the opposite.
Oh,
I am normally an insomniac, and about a month or so,
sleeping
I've been
too much.
And not getting enough sleep, and crazy, crazy, crazy dreams. But May 15th keeps on coming up for me.
Oh, good.
I don't know what's going to happen May 15th, but all I know is May 15th.
A big day for you.
No,
big day.
You know, it's kind of a good time. You're going to get all that, all those planets, all those quick moving planets like Venus and Mercury and Mars. You're going to be moving out of Aries and moving into nice, quiet Taurus.
Nice.
And just, you know, hang out and chill out and, you know, take a walk by the beach. And
so, in other words, we can take our finger out of the light socket now, right?
Yes.
For a while. Yes,
a while.
Absolutely. No, I think people are going to demand that. I think people are just so sick of being on edge.
Yeah.
And that people are going to just say, okay, collectively, we need to rest, we need to take a break, we need to just sit back and relax and be in nature, be calm, be quiet. It's almost, you've got to remember that every sign in the zodiac, you've got Aries, then Taurus, then Gemini, the way they behave is that they're almost what they call in psychology a... what's the term? My brain is going crazy, but it's kind of a... It's a reaction formation. So yes. Taurus comes out of Aries, and Taurus says, I'm nothing like Aries. Aries wants to move and wants to do this, and let's go. And Taurus says, I'm everything but that. So I want to sit down. I want to be quiet. Yeah. I want to be calm. I don't want to be gone. I want to settle down. I'm sick of being on the move. So you've got that kind of energy shift.
Interesting, too. And lately, also, I've dealt with people that are very... I'm very strategic, and I've had to deal with a lot of people that are very reactionary everything that they do.
Correct.
So it's like having to deal with that. But right after Mercury went direct, all of a sudden the calm came down.
Yes, it did.
And that's when the sleep came.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I can't say the sleep thing showed up for me, but definitely felt calmer. No question about it. So, all right. Jan, we've been talking about the whole next month, this month, and all the configurations. So talk to us about June.
Well, you know, June's going to be the first couple of days in June. It might be one of those days that, once again, it feels like a Mercury retrograde. It might be a time where it's very difficult to separate fact from fantasy. Okay. Those first 2-3 days in June, just watch out for a lot of miscommunications between you and other people. Or you try to go and formulate an idea and you feel like your brain is on planet X. So
what happens to those of us whose brain is normally on planet
if your mind has a tendency to wander, it'll just wander even further.
It'll pack a lunch and
go on a vacation to Australia for 6 weeks or something. No. But it's just one of those times that there may not be a lot of mental clarity or your ability to articulate ideas and express them or communicate them or have a communication, and then that goes awry. So those first 72 hours, the 1st through the 3rd of June, just the only thing that I would say is that a lot of astrology, traditional astrology at that time, would say avoiding making any sort of commitments or signing any sort of legal document that had anything to do with contracts. Okay. Just be careful.
And I would say during that 72-hour period to do a lot of the Lord, your will, not mine prayers. You know, this or something better. Can't wait to see what you make happen for me, because, you know, you got to turn it over when if you don't have the clarity and you can't make something happen, you don't want to force it.
Right.
A lot of people have this attitude still in this world of, well, I can't decide, so I'm just going to do something and then I'll feel better. And it's like, but if you're indecisive, that's the worst time to make a decision.
Right.
You know, you have to sit with it until you have the clarity. So praying for clarity is crucial.
Praying for clarity or traveling to lots of different wine bars.
I love that.
You
choice.
Choose.
Or pray for clarity
about
which wine bar
which
to go
bar.
To. Which wine
and
bar has the best
go.
Selection.
There you go. That sounds great. Okay. Now, the middle part of June, also around this time, so after the first 2 or 3 days, you want to talk about long-term financial planning. Uh-huh. This is a time to begin to think about it.
Tell me why. What's the planet specifically?
Oh, you've got Mercury and the Sun are going to be making this big, nice trine to Saturn at that time. So, you know, where do you want to achieve? Mm. What kinds of, you know, financial security do you need?
And Saturn is really about... having your ducks in a row and being organized and really doing the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that would be, you know, that'd be a good time to really, you know, sit down and say, okay, what are the strategies I need to create and formulate right now to achieve my long-term objectives?
And I want you, because you are the voice here, I want you to tell my listeners literally, what does long-term mean? Because I can promise you, I can feel it right now. There's some people out there going, oh, long-term, that's like 6 weeks?
No, that's like a three-month
time frame? So what is long-term?
I would ask people to sit down and say, where do you see yourself 1 year from now, 3 years from now, five years from now, 7 years from now?
Yeah.
What is your long-term goal?
You bet.
And all those little steps that it takes to get there.
Yeah. get onto my website, y'all, and get into the archives of my shows and check out the Success Covenant show. Can't remember exactly when that one came up, but it was last year towards the end of the year. And that is the perfect thing to be doing during that time frame, because a Success Covenant is about literally writing out in as much detail as you can summon what 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, those goals are with this or something better, Lord, you know, manifest for me. So, yeah, that's a perfect time to be doing that.
The end of those last, about the 7th to the 10th, once again, we're coming up to a crazy relationship time again. So it could be I found my soulmate, or I'm absolutely infatuated in love with somebody. And then, you know, within a 24 hours, you suddenly find yourself incredibly disappointed with whoever this new soulmate may not be. Or you're going, this person will not fulfill my expectations. So it's, you know, where it's coming from is that I think people are going to be actually yearning for something more beautiful and in their lives, especially in relationship to partners.
Right.
And so it's one of those times that just be careful in regards to who you may be with or who you may want to be with. But on the other hand, it's a great time for any sort of artistic pursuits.
Oh, nice.
So get into music or recording or drawing or creating or writing, or give birth to some sort of fantasy or creative project at that time. That's a great time as well.
Wow. So isn't that interesting how that's the, you know, the shadow and the divine of that energy? You can use it, you know, you can use it to get all wrapped up in something that doesn't serve you, or you can express it in a really conscious way.
So. Or both will happen.
Yeah, true.
You know, both may happen.
Right.
So that'll be a curious period as well.
And when is that again?
That's probably about the 7th to the 10th of June.
Okay.
And then we get on to the 11th of June through the fabulous solstice.
Yay.
Now that's going to be a mixed bag. Once again, it's, you know, spirituality is going to be very heightened in the first 10 days. Your own intuitive psychic sensitivity is going to be really cranked up. It's an important time in regards to thinking, to be real flexible or be real changeable. Think on your feet.
Mm.
So it's calling on most people to adapt and to adjust to whatever circumstances may come into their lives. The pace of your daily life may pick up real quickly for a few days.
And how long?
Oh, for the first couple of days, like the 11th, the 12th, the 13th of June.
Okay.
And so that's exciting. Now, the other thing that's not so exciting is that, well, no. I mean, here's some challenges. Here's some challenges to those last 10 days. It can be a very physically and energetically depleting and confusing time.
Mm.
It can be a time where you say, here are my goals and here's what I wanted to do, but something came into my life and I have to sacrifice my needs. This is going to be a challenge.
Oh, wow.
My parent just got sick, and so everything I was doing over here, I have to give up something. I have to stop my plans, stop my goals, and go take care of my aging mom or dad. It could be a time where you feel more empathetic toward the homeless, the aged, the people that are on the streets. You may go to pause and adopt an animal. Mm. There may be, you know, a much more humanitarian, altruistic experience, and that would be a positive experience.
Sure.
You may just kind of stop in the middle of all this forward movement, feel like, not that it is, but you may feel like, gee, am I getting anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had this big plan and I started going, and then this, you know, these few days came in, and then I feel really confused. Is that my right goal? Is that my right plan? It's really fast moving. So it's going to be gone in about 72 hours. So don't make a decision with these fast moving planets, because it's only a feeling.
Right. And it's interesting because those are the times when it's important, that faith piece is important, because you're going to be tested. It's true from a faith standpoint, from relationship with God, but it's also true from a psychological standpoint. When you are healing your belief systems, when you're changing internally,
right,
then you're going to walk in the world differently. Mm-hmm. And when you walk in the world differently, it means you deal with different circumstances than you're used to, which then triggers something else that needs to be dealt with.
Absolutely.
And the same with, you know, going deeper and deeper with God. The deeper we go, the more we get, quote unquote, tested. And God doesn't test us. It's that our faith gets tested. Mm-hmm. Situations come up that we have to be able to choose God in. And the only time that you get tested is when it's challenging. You're right. Not tested when things are going good.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
Yeah. You may look at that, you know, the 18th, 19th and 20th and just say, God, I put all this time and energy and money and focus and work into this. And was that impractical?
Right.
You know, am I finding myself getting into some sort of gloomy and pessimistic thoughts?
Right.
It's really fast moving.
Okay.
It's very, very fast moving. So it's kind of a.
And I'm just going to throw in the guarantee to my listeners that if you are, in fact, in cahoots with God, if you're working with your faith and you're trusting that you're being guided, those little 72-hour periods will be even shorter because you know you're on the right path, even when that human fear comes up.
So. Absolutely.
Awesome. So, what else?
Yeah. Well, you know, and the last thing I was going to say just around the solstice, which I think is going to be great, is that it's an incredible time to get creative, to just let your imagination go wild. So if you have a lot of strange impulses and desires, well, my goodness gracious, maybe it's time to find an outlet for those unusual thoughts.
Maybe you need to stay home from the wine bar during that phase,
maybe, you know. You know, the worst case scenario is that you're just going to be real lazy. That's the worst case scenario. You're just not going to want to do anything.
Not focused and not.
Just like I'm going to lay on the couch for a while and, you know, watch Oprah or whatever. Cartoon Network, yes. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah. There Amen. You go. SpongeBob.
There you go.
Happiness is just a suction cup away.
Okay.
It's true.
Now,
that's
you
a
know,
correct quote.
So we got kind of a mixed bag going on, and we've got that huge T square going on that's causing the world to go through, you know, its little nervous breakdown. But you know, tis the nature. Things, as I said, things are gonna, you know, things will calm down. Everything's beginning to move into Taurus, and that's going to just ease up on that tension or that need to get everything done
right
away. There is a time, as I said before, toward just after the summer solstice from the 22nd to the 30th of June, where we could have, again, some sudden changes out of left field. They could be weather pattern disruptions and more earthquakes or tornadoes. It could be another government falling. Mm, it could be... The crazy witches, monkeys, you know, enacting some sort of, you know, revenge on some part of the world.
Right.
Who knows?
Interesting.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
You bet.
Just have to wait and see. But on the whole, everything's beginning to smooth out.
Boy, I know that people are breathing some sighs of relief about that right now, just because it has been so just bonkers for a while there.
In a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster.
Well, I've said this a billion times, but here goes a billion and one. I don't watch the news. I don't listen to the news. I don't read the newspaper, but I do sign on for my email. So Yahoo, you know, I get the latest and greatest headlines, and it really is one of those. And this was what you mentioned was such an extreme example of, you know, one day all the headlines were these glorious pictures of Kate in her beautiful dress and, you know, this amazing, loving thing. And then the very next day, boom, there's Osama bin Laden's face right there. And it was just like, wow, you know, could you seriously get more opposite?
Well,
it was just amazing to me.
The interesting thing is he signed the order at the wedding.
What?
The moment the wedding was taking place, President Obama signed the order to go in and take him out.
Are you serious?
Yes, absolutely.
So isn't that interesting? Because a little while ago, a few weeks ago, there was this whole brouhaha on Yahoo again about Obama was snubbed. He wasn't invited to the wedding. Well, he wasn't supposed to be at the wedding.
No, he was in the middle of a security conference meeting. Yes, so he even mentioned last night on his presidential address that he chose to wait for the wedding. That the timing was such that while the wedding was happening, he signed the order to go and attack the compound.
Oh, that's absolutely extraordinary.
So,
wow. I'm telling you, there's no coinky dinks about any of this.
Well, maybe
stuff.
He thought Osama would be watching the wedding, too.
Could have been. He probably was.
You know, great time to have the Navy SEALs come in through the windows, you know.
Oh, when you're eating Fritos
watching Will and Kate,
wow.
You know, kiss on the balcony.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So any thing in particular that you would like our listeners to know, like, for instance, how to get in touch with you to have their
chart
done? Oh,
that's so nice.
Done?
Well, that would be great. You know, every time I come on here and I talk about all these different aspects going on, it's a general idea of the trends and the transits that are going on. But how they affect a person's chart, you really
Amen.
Have to take a look at the person's chart themselves.
Yep.
So they can always call me at 206-526-2959.
That number again?
206-526-2959.
I'm telling you something. It's so powerful to have that information. It really is. I, you know, being who I am, I have a tendency to future pace a lot. And it's been so helpful over the years to know that a certain time frame was going to bring certain energy. So I could be not forewarned so much, just prepared.
Well,
and then to utilize, to get the most out of something,
right.
You know, to know what was coming in. And then to not fight the aspects. To know that, you know, if I tried to make something happen in this 6-week time frame, I would come up against challenges. But maybe 6 weeks later, it would be smooth sailing. So
right. Why
create more effort for yourself than you have to?
Well, you know? It's if you know what's coming up, rather than being a person out there in the rowboat using a lot of energy, use a sail.
Amen.
Use a sail. Yeah. Let nature do it for you.
You bet. You bet. No, it's such great information. So I highly recommend that people have their chart done. And, of course, I highly recommend you, Jan. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, really appreciate that. So if you like today's show, would love for you to email it to people you know who might like it, too. And the show will be up in the archives on my radio show page on the website in the next few days. And, of course, the music. Barb, you rock. You always rock.
You're the best, Barb.
You are the best. And, you know, I do get tons of emails and things from people going, oh, Barb
She's
is so great. We just love the music. So I'm going to have the list on my Facebook fan page. There's that little, you know, push to the Facebook thing again. And you can go to iTunes and download the songs. I certainly have.
And one of these days you'll be able to go to iTunes and download Barb.
How awesome. She'll come through. Come
amazing
into my iPod.
How where technology is going these days.
Well, I have certainly added to my iPod thanks to Barb Lou. No question about it. So we're doing a psychic free-for-all next week. I want you to bring me your questions. I'm sure you've got a few since it's been a few weeks since we did one. So next week we'll do the psychic free-for-all. And then one more time, be ready for the show on the 16th. And give me your information by going onto my website and getting that contact info taken care of. So, Barb, honey, it's been a ton of fun. Thank you so much, Jan.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, Jan, it's been a rocking good time. And everybody out there, I hope you have a great week. We'll be back next week, same time, 12 noon Pacific, on ContactTalkRadio.com or 106.9 HT3 in Seattle. This is Michelle Morgan signing out, living on a prayer. Have a good week.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.